Getting angry is normal. Somebody said something upsetting and you got angry. That's a normal reaction. But you know what excess would be? That you start living inside that anger. You're eating and breathing that anger. You're constantly thinking about that anger. That was one event, one thing that was said, and now your entire rest of your life is shaped by the thing that was said. And as a result of that, your view has completely changed of all things. Nothing is good anymore. Nothing makes you happy anymore. And since you're already upset, now things that never used to make you upset now start making you upset. You start getting annoyed at everything. And when that happens, people around you start suffering. So the chain reaction starts and you end up in dhurr. That's because you had israf. You went too far in that one emotion. The same thing happens with other emotions, like joking around. Joking around is a normal behavior. It's okay to feel happy sometimes. But if you're always joking around, you're going to end up offending people. You're never going to take matters seriously. There's something serious being talked about and you're making jokes about it. You're dismissing other people's emotions. You're dismissing other people's needs. And as a result, you're going to end up creating a lot of conflict. But there's also passive emotions like silence. Like for example, something wrong is going on. Somebody's doing something wrong to you or doing something wrong to someone else in your family. And you just say to yourself, I should have sabr, I should be quiet. And because you're quiet, the person who's doing something wrong continues to do more wrong and continues to do more wrong and continues to do more wrong. And you say, no, my sabr is being tested. I should be more quiet and more quiet and more quiet. And because of your silence, now the wrong has increased 10 times more. You committed an israf. You weren't supposed to yell and scream. You're not supposed to become ignorant, but you're supposed to at least speak the truth. At least call a spade, call the truth for what it is. This is what it means, tawasaw bilhaq, right? They counsel each other truthfully with the truth. It is what it is. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Sorry, dad, it's wrong. Sorry, mom, it's wrong. Sorry, my son, I know that hurts, but it's wrong. Sorry, my wife or husband, what you did is wrong. It is what it is. It needs to be called out. If you don't do that, you create an israf against yourself, against somebody else. Israf takes many forms, and I can give you all the examples of in how many ways can israf exist. But you, for your own life, have to take a very careful stock and say, where am I doing too much? Or what am I doing not enough at all? What am I taking focus away from? Even when it comes to matters of love, there's such a thing as israf in love. You become too obsessed with someone, too consumed with someone. A mother can become overly obsessed with her son. All she thinks about is her son. What are you doing? What did you eat? Where did you sleep? Are you at work? You still at work? What's going on? All the time, all the time, all the time. And if she's doing that, then she's no longer able to be a wife to her husband. Then she's no longer able to pray the way she's supposed to pray. Then she's no longer able to take care of her own health the way she's supposed to take care of her own health. Comes back to the same point. When you have too much in one side, you start ignoring other sides. And that's a hard thing to come back to balance, to calibrate yourself. One of my favorite du'as in the Qur'an that has to do with israf is actually found in Surah Ali Imran. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. First thing we ask Allah, forgive our sins. Then we ask Allah, whenever we went in excess, cover that. In other words, every time we went in excess, something else must have been destabilized. So Ya Allah, basically stabilize us again. Which is why the next words are even so profound and so logically connected. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Firm our feet. Give us stability where we stand. Plant our feet. What we're learning here again is what does israf do? It makes your life unstable. We learned in another ayah in Surah Yunus, israf brings problems in your life. Now we're learning your feet can't be firm if you have israf in your life. Every time you have israf, something is thrown off. There's anxiety in your life now. There's turbulence in your life now. There's problems in your life now, in my life now. And something's not right. You can't feel harmony. When there's balance, there's harmony. Everything is where they're supposed to be. You can feel it on the inside and the outside. When things are not where they're supposed to be, you're disturbed. You can't sleep. You can't get peace of mind. You can tell if you are suffering from israf or not just by the way your thoughts are. Because if you have your feet planted and you're secure in where you stand, then that's actually a result of israf being removed from your life. So رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. And finally, now that you're standing tall, now you can face any opposition. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ.